So I'm with Phil Libin from Evernote, which is based in Mountain View, California. He's over in London. We're in a rather noisy BBC cafe. Phil, you've got about a minute to describe what Evernote is.
Wow. Evernote is your external brain. So if you're one of the billions of people that isn't fully satisfied with the brain that Mother Nature gave you, and you want something better, that's what Evernote is. It's a service. It's available on every single computer you own, every camera, every phone. And whenever anything happens to you that you want to remember, you just put it into your external brain, and you live the stress-free lifestyle of knowing that you've always remembered it. You'll never have a trouble finding it, sharing it, using it for the rest of your life from any device, regardless of where you are.
In some ways, it looks to me like a bit of a combination of Delicious, where you save web clippings, Google Docs, where you can save Word documents, and photo sharing services like Flickr. Is it any different from them, and why would people be more interested in Evernote than them?
No, you know, basically, we did a lot of research on this, and we discovered that your entire life, all your memories can be classified in one of two different types. They either happen to you when you're in front of your computer, they happen to you when you're not in front of your computer. And Evernote handles both. So if you're in front of your computer and you want to remember something that you're seeing on the web or a document, then you clip it, very much like you would do with a clipping service or a note-taking application. If you're not in front of your computer and you're out in the real world, you're meeting people, you're at a restaurant, you're drinking wine, your phone, your camera becomes your universal memory extension, so you can snap a picture of a whiteboard or a wine label or a restaurant menu, or you can record an audio note. All of this stuff, the stuff that you recorded online and the stuff that you recorded in the real world, synchronized to Evernote. We extract all the information, we index it, we let you search through words in your images so you can find business cards and wine labels, we index all of the text, we let you tag it, and all of this stuff becomes available as your external brain, automatically synchronized and stored locally on your Mac, on your Windows, on your phone, so you can kind of have it with you. So it's like all those tools without you having to actually make a decision which one you're ever going to use, because you're just using your external brain at all times.
Now, you're a brave guy. You're involved in a Silicon Valley startup in Mountain View, just across the road, as it were, from Google. Possibly the worst time ever to be involved in that kind of business. Is it the worst time?
It's definitely not the worst time ever. So I'm not sure. You know, I kind of hear that a lot. We're having a great time. We think it's a great time to have a company. We have a little bit of success. We're almost at a million users in less than the first year of launch. Which basically makes everything easier for you. So the fact that the economy is a little bit slower means it's, you know, easier to get attention. It's easier to find parking space. Service at restaurants are better. Morale of employees is higher. It's a nice time to be working on something that you love in Mountain View.
Well, not unusual to meet an optimist from Silicon Valley, but here's a guy with a product that he thinks is going to be very popular. Let's see if it's still around in 5 years' time. He assures me that even if it isn't, any notes that you make with it will be. But that's Phil Libin from Evernote. Pause.
So is that live?